My guess is that the reason that the city bid this the way they did, not this past cycle, but the one before, is to also eliminate truck traffic from all sorts of different haulers as much as possible,
right,
on association roads, et cetera. I mean, private associations are paying for the upkeep. So those are some of the things I think you're thinking about.
Now, when it says not serviced by John's disposal, is that because you can't do it, or is it because they've opted out, and that's why? So is there anybody in the city that you couldn't do?
No.
And so for some reason, Francis Woods and Franklin Oaks, and that they've chose to go in a different direction, which I guess is their choice. I'd be curious to how much money they're saving.
Me too.
And I guess if they can, that's, you know, that's good for them. I mean, that's fine. But, you know, I really – and then the thing is, don't call me. I mean, that's Franklin Oaks. That's is that mine, Franklin Oaks? I'm trying to think. But you can't – you call me, nothing I can do. It's not under my jurisdiction. It's just like a homeowners association that has their own sets of rules that are outside of the city's ordinances, and they want us to try to enforce things. We can't enforce it. It's not us. It's them. You take it up. You sue. All right. Well, I think this needs to be – figure out a way to make this cleaner.
This is going to be a short meeting. Could you stay for a little bit? Because I have a question. Okay.
And Alderman Meyer, Mayor, you had a question.
Just one quick thing. For me, a big thing in here is when we get complaints and how good of a response they get. And I've really only had two complaints over 4 years, and both of those responses from John's was very good. So thanks.
I wasn't here with the previous one, but I am told that the Board of Works used to have a standing agenda item for complaints regarding the trash service, and since John's took over, that's gone away, and very seldom do I get complaints to forward on, and when I do, they usually address very quickly, and I'm not even sure all of them are warranted, but they address them anyway. So,
well, we had a motion. Alderman Barber.
Oh, yeah. I just want to add that I received three, maybe four different contacts about this agenda item, and all of them are very pleased with the service they have. They like the fact that you take the trash cans up the driveway halfway, or they're kind of protected, and you're watching out for that. Plus, a couple that have lost mailboxes, you've been right there to fix them up and do it. So I was very surprised to get comments saying that they are in favor of extending this contract.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, we had a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. Thank you, Nate. Item G9, sanitary sewer user fee review. Mr. Rotzenberg.
So move.
Second.
I got a first and a second. Is there any additional? Oh, wait. Matter of order. I need to put us back in session. So I'd like a
so
motion.
Move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? They're in favor of getting this job done. Okay. Now we'll move on to G9 and Mr. Rosenberg. We had a motion and a second.
Just
I don't.
Vote on.
We just want to vote on it?
On what? I don't think there's a clear motion there.
There's not a clear motion here.
Well,
so
the motion is what here? Okay. To adopt the quarterly sanitary sewer charge of $56.45. And a fixed commercial connection charge of $11.31 plus. It means the motion right in front of us. That's the motion I'm making.
Mr. Rosenberg, do you have any additional comments before?
Or did you make it?
No.
Oh, I seconded it. Sorry. My bad.
No, you're not.
Okay. I do have a question from Alderman Mayer.
Just a quick question. I think I bring this up each time. To me, when we approve this, it seems like we're approving the rate increase for MMSD along with ours. I would feel better if it was separated. MMSD, we have no choice over. We have to accept that. Our rate is up to us. But when we vote to approve this, we're approving both rates.
Mr. Rotzenberg.
Alderman, technically you're correct. However, if our ordinance is written in such a fashion that I can't charge on the quarterly bill the MMSD charge because they only get one charge on their bill. And so it's the combined rates. you technically could have a smaller increase and provide less revenue to the city, which would then be paying for the cost of the service that we provide to parties.
Yeah, and that's not really where I was going with that, but I accept your it's in the ordinance that
the fee is a certain rate and includes both the city's piece and MMSD's piece. So while you're technically approving the charge to the consumer, we could take the charge from MMSD and not pass it all along, but then we'd be depleting our own resources, right, and eventually we would be out of cash.
Okay, thanks.
But Mr. Rosenberg, maybe you could just let the council know, we've got so many units, and so if we look at the number of units and this, even though it's an 11.7% increase on both the MMSD and the City of Franklin, in regards to the cost per unit per year, what does that equate out to?
The cost per unit per year is the increase cost is $23.73, including MMSDs. The city's increase is $7.80 per year per homeowner.
So it's not a significant increase, but it also allows us to maintain our we've got expenses that are coming up into the future here that we've got to also think about in this decision.
So that's the increase per month?
Per year.
Per year.
Well, then what's the $74.25 under 2018?
That's the annual charge. The increase is $7.80 in the far right column, okay, but the annual charge is $74.25 for the city.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Any further discussion?
No.
Seeing none, we had a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. G10. Resolution to sign a sewer service agreement to service residential properties in Muskego.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Alderman Mayor.
So we're not incurring any additional cost for doing this. I mean, they're paying the fair share as any resident would. There's nothing additional the Franklin residents are paying.
We do charge them a different rate because they are actually billed by Muskego. So we actually send the bill to Muskego, as I understand. And then they actually these residents will actually pay Muskego. So we have a special deal that we have with a couple of customers, and this is the same situation.
And this is just until they have sewer in their area, which
Muskego would like to extend sewer to that area someday, yes. Okay. So that when they do get sewer, they would disconnect from us.
Okay, thanks.
I just reiterating that I made the motion. And
Okay. Then seeing no further discussion, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Against? None? The motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. Item G11, resolution for professional services contract with Traffic Analysis and Design, Inc. for traffic impact analysis on Elm Road.
Second.
I have a first and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Against?
Aye.
The motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. G12, page 103. An ordinance to amend ordinance 2017-2301, ordinance adopting the 2018 annual budget. I have a motion. And a second. I'll need a roll call vote, please, but is there any further discussion regarding this item? Seeing none, roll call vote, please.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
The motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. Item G13 on page 109, ordinance to amend the 2016-2244, ordinance adopting 2017 budget, annual budget for general solid waste donations, civic celebration, police grants, TID 3, 4, and TID 5, funds for the City of Franklin for fiscal year 2017.
Move
and appropriations.
Approve.
Got a motion?
Second.
Any further discussion?
I have a question.
Alderwoman. Wilhelm.
Mr. Ratzenberg, with all these changes we're doing, amendments and carryovers and everything in these next few agenda items, is there anything related to 51st and Drexel and the road issue that Alderman Barber and I had that we need to secure or do anything about with that? Okay. No financial needs at all that we need to move forward or encumber or anything?
I believe that was the item that was, a modification was made at budget time for the engineering, mm-hmm. if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah. It was 68th Street, she's asking.
I'm talking about 51st and Drexel, though.
You're talking the
the 51st and Drexel, there is an appropriation in the 2018 capital improvement budget of $750,000 for that project to reconstruct that intersection in 2018 as that contract comes forward. So that appropriation is already in the budget and is not impacted by any of these items.
But I believe that Mr. Liberto was referencing, didn't we go for additional engineering on 51st and Drexel in December?
68th Street.
We were asking for another study on the feasibility of that, and I haven't seen that study come forward.
Okay. So that's yes, Mr.
The appropriation for that, I believe, was being covered by sewer PAC, and I don't believe we've engaged individual engineers for that particular work. We did. Okay, well then.
I think, Mr. Rosenberg, you are on vacation. No.
But it's not in front of us.
No, but it's not in front of us, so we're not worried about it. Okay, so we know that Alderwoman.
I just don't want to miss any appropriations because once they're gone, they're gone.
It sounds like the city engineer has some progress. Okay, Paul.
On the item that you just previously approved, the encumbrances,
yes.
There was an $8,000 contract for R.A. Smith to do some additional evaluation of that intersection, and that was approved last year, is incomplete, and the previous amendment brought forward that appropriation into 2018.
That's the one I was looking for. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You'd find it.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
The motion passes, 5 in favor, none against. G14, an ordinance to amend. Did I read this one? Ordinance 2017-2301, ordinance adopting the 2018 annual budget for the capital outlay capital improvement funds for the City of Franklin, year 2018, and to carry over incomplete 17.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Any further discussion? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion passes 5 in favor, none against. 15.
125.
Page 125. Authorize the Director of Administration to use Heartland Business Systems for sound system design and product specification services in relation to replacing the Common Council Chamber's sound system.
Motion approved. Leroy would be happy.
Second.
I have a motion and a second, and Leroy's probably happy too. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? 5 in favor, none against. The motion passes. 16, page 127. Authorization to purchase and proceed with the City Hall telephone and voicemail system upgrade project.
Move to approve.
I have a motion.
Second.
I have a second. Mr. Liberta, please.
One quick notation on the motion. It identifies at the end that it was capital improvement fund. One of the earlier budget modifications that you just approved is moving that, instead of carrying it forward from the capital improvement fund last year, it was put in the capital outlay fund so that it should no capital outlay fund at the end of the motion.
The two motion, Alderman, you approve those that change?
Yes.
That correction? Okay.
Yes.
Alderman Nelson seconded.
Alderman Nelson and Alderman Mayer? Okay.
It's all good.
Okay. Madam Clerk, we need a roll call, please?
No.
Or no?
No.
Any further discussion? None? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? 5 in favor, none against. The motion passes. Item 17 on page 135. Is authorize the Director of Administration to execute a professional service agreement with L&M
second.
Inspections. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Well, 5 in favor, none against. The motion passes. 18 on page 137 is authorize the Mayor or Director of Administration to execute a participating agreement through the National Association of State Procurement Officers.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. Page 19, or G19, page 143, is authority to execute continued ArcGIS software maintenance renewal as provided through ESRI. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Against? The motion passes. 5 in favor, none against. Number 20, G20 is on page 149. We have make a decision on some upcoming Committee of the Whole meetings for the second half of 2018. From June through December. Typically, we'd have one on June 4th.
How about this? How about Committee of the Whole only if the mayor calls them? So let's, like we've done in the past.
And then,
correct.
That's fine.
That's fine. So then let's just look at for the Tuesdays. Regular?
For the regular Tuesdays.
Yeah, so 5th and 19th.
The 5th, 19th.
And now last year we did one July meeting. Can we do that again, like on the 17th? And if we have to have something special for whatever reason, the mayor can call one if there's some financial stuff. Is that okay?
I like that.
Everybody?
Yeah.
All right, the 17th?
Yep.
August?
And then August?
7th and 21st?
We resume back to the 7th and 21st.
September. When's the election? Is there an election? What's
that's
the August?
Actually, it's the
4th.
Okay,
14th. All right.
And the 18th.
Now, that's Labor Day. Yeah. Sandy, can we do that on the 4th, the day after Labor Day, or would you rather do the 11th and the 25th?
And the 25th.
No, that 4th works fine.
4th and 18th.
Okay. And then October.
2 and 16.
I think we're fine then, Mark. That's not interfering with our budget?
No, because of the presentation is September 18th. We've already scheduled that one. October, it really depends on the complexity of the budget if you have special meetings.
But regular council, 2 and 16?
If we were to have a meeting of the whole for the budget, you're looking at what date?
You guys, traditionally, the common council just addresses that when you do
the budget.
The regular meetings. You should expect that you would have the October Committee of the Whole.
Yeah. On the 5th.
We can split for now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So 2 and 16?
Yep.
November?
No. Yeah, 2 and 16.
November 5th and the 20th? Day before the presidential or the governor's race? Is that right?
You do have a special meeting on the budget for the 13th.
So 5, 13, 20?
The 13th of November?
Yes.
Correct. So do you want to meet the 5th, 13th, and 20th? 20th is the week before week of Thanksgiving.
Well, we do 5 and 13.
No.
5 and 13 just be done?
Yeah.
5 and 13, then have a nice break?
Yes. Okay. That would be nice.
All right, let's do that. December 4th and 18th.
Yep.
All right. That's the motion.
And I will send the dates out tomorrow.
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, All in favor?
Aye.
Against? The motion passes 5 in favor, none against. Item H1.
License committee?
Alderman.
We have first one, approve penny inspection. Second one, improve based on schooling and surrendering the old license from the previous operator.
Okay.
Then the next two are approve. Then PIP is hold for appearance. Then you have Jiang is approve pending notary, which the clerk didn't want to go to the office and do.
It's notary seal.
Notary seal.
Notary seal. Well done.
And then we have a Jin approve. That's Jin with the J. And then you have Zabrowski hold for appearance, and then Cloth approve. That's the motion.
And I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor?
Aye.
I think I had half of the...
Aye. Aye.
Everybody's against? Motion passes 5 in favor, none against. Vouchers and payroll approval. Item I1. Motion approving the following. City vouchers for an ending date of March 1st, 2018 in the amount of $2,121,046.83 and payroll dated March 2nd, 2018 in the amount of $374,588.82 and payments of various payroll deductions in the amount of $198,591.54 plus city matching payments and estimated payroll dated March 16th, 2018 in the amount of $370,000 and payments of the various payroll deductions in the amount of $385,000 plus city matching payments and property tax refunds and payments with an ending date of March 1st, 2018 in the amount of $5,765,459.52 and the release of payments to TI investors of Franklin Apartments, LLC in the amount of $109,000.
So moved.
Roll call,
second.
Please. Okay, first and a second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, can you have a roll call, please?
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
1 second, please.
Motion passes 5 in favor, none against.
Motion adjourned.
Have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Have a first and a second. All in favor? Any
aye.
Further
aye.
Discussion? Motion passes. 5 in favor, none against.